What's up, my people? It's Sam here, and today I want to talk about the one skill that you have to master for 2020.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And this week's episode is pretty interesting because it's basically from my experiences and experiences from my mentors and coaches that I look up to, and books that I've read, courses that I've bought. And so consider this, you know, my exchange of love for you. Okay. But basically, this episode is going to talk about this one unique skill that, you know, regardless of whatever you do, whether you are a doctor, you are a lawyer, you are, you know, a mason, a handicraft, you know, craftsman, you are a handyman, you are, you know, whatever it is, this number one skill, this particular skill, if mastered, you'll be able to generate more income than you can ever handle. Okay. You know, I've shared this story several times, but I'm going to share it again. Basically, just to reiterate a point, right? And so when I was in school, I was trying to figure out a way, you know, most people know the story, but basically I was in school, I was outside you know, the country, I was in the Caribbean studying medicine, and finances became very crucial. I wasn't on scholarship. It was very, very challenging, especially looking at the exchange rates, converting Ghana cedis to US dollars to pay my fees, my upkeep money, and all that crap. So I decided that, you know what, it's now time to, you know, help my parents, because they were struggling already. So what will it cost me to actually help myself, right? And so I decided to, you know what, I'm going to start, you know, thinking ways of generating income for myself so that I don't have to depend on, I don't have to depend solely on them. Then I can be able to, you know, concentrate and study. But the problem was that I was in medical school, and you don't need any soothsayer to tell you how, you know, stressful medical school is. We have less time for ourselves. It's always about your books, your studies, and the hospital back and forth. And, you know, you can understand the amount of, you know, the amount of stress going on here. First off, the stress of lack of money. It's a big thing on its own, you know, coupling that with the stress that comes to studying in medical school. You could just imagine how much stress that I was going through, but I needed to figure something out. So I decided, you know what, I have to get a job, some form of a job that wouldn't have me to basically leave campus and basically a way of generating money online, right? That was my only option, because I couldn't afford to get a job in the country because of my schedule and all that. But I could afford to, you know, basically dedicate 2-3 hours on something online that could generate money legally. Of course, it has to be legal, right? And so, you know, as many people have done or will be doing, I just went online and searched about, you know, how to generate money online. And there were a ton of options, but the one that jumped off the page into my eyes was Forex. So I was like, you know, what's this Forex about? I know it's about, you know, foreign exchanges, but I didn't really know what it is. And then I found out later that it was a means or a platform of making money online, basically buying and selling currencies, international currencies here and there, and then with a spread, or I don't want to go very technical, but a difference in currencies at when you buy and sell. The difference is what, you know, that's how you make your profit. So you buy low, you sell high, and that is how you make profit, right? And then eventually, you know, I was able to, you know, gather the skill or master the skill of trading Forex market. And then eventually I decided to teach people how to trade the market. And so I was doing a vlog. I had a vlog where I was teaching people every Friday on how to analyze the currencies, how to trade and all that. And I had lots of students. I had like 300, over 300 students who were waiting on me every single week to help them, to guide them, to mentor them, to coach them on the skill of generating money online using foreign exchange currencies, right? Exchanging currencies on the Forex platform. And that was what I was doing. And then eventually I had the opportunity of learning the arts and science of selling, you know, I learned the arts and science of selling online, basically e-commerce, right? It's buying and selling. So basically buying clothes online at a very wholesale price and then selling it at a retail price or a consumer price. And I did that for a while. I also sold some makeup products and cosmetic products. And then, you know, later, I'm just trying to think through what the next thing sequentially. I may, you know, jack up the sequence here and there, but basically, I think the next one I did was to sell a program, a course on how to raise your first 1,000 cedis or something like that. And then eventually, I started this whole Arisen thing. And with Arisen, we have also brought in lots of programs that we were selling. And I don't know if you've been following so far from the journey I have laid out for the past 5 years of my life. I haven't even talked about my consultancy, you know, consultancy business I started. I also I also helped clients with social media marketing. I had an agency, a small agency, where I was, you know, helping clients, you know, in Ghana and outside Ghana, on how they could leverage social media and digital marketing to leverage, to explore their businesses. I've also done copywriting. I've sold, you know, a lot of things. I've been doing freelance copywriting for a while now. And but if you look at all those things that I've, you know, I've laid down for the past 5 years of my life, there's none, zero, that hasn't got to do with the skill that I'm talking about today. Are you ready for it? And the name of the skill is called selling, right? There's none throughout the past 5 or 6 years that I've been trying to make money and basically live what I call an arisen life. There's none. There's nothing that is very compared or that is compared to, you know, learning the art of selling. Now let's go back to when I was, you know, when I started the Forex thing in the first place. What was the difference? The difference between me not making money and me making money was because I had a skill to sell and then buy, right? There's a selling mechanism in there. And then eventually I was able to master the skill to teach people. Now I said I had students. How did I convince the students that I was good, that I could teach them and they could pay me their hard-earned cash so I can be able to relay my skill over to them? I had to sell something. I had to sell my knowledge. I had to sell my skill. I had to sell my talent, if you will. I had to sell something. I had to convince someone that, you know what, I think I'm worth the salt I'm talking about. So you know what? You can give me this amount of money. Mind you, the course, when I was teaching people how to trade the Forex market, those who were my permanent students were paying like $600 for me to coach them. Just extrapolate it to the number of students that I was teaching and then you'd see the difference I'm talking about. It all had to do with selling. Now let's go back. Let's go to when I decided to go into the world of e-commerce, selling a cosmetic product here and there. I was buying and then I was doing what? Selling. Buy low and then selling high, right? Throughout the entire, you know, the entire period now, it's all about selling. And here lies the big lesson for today. If you are not selling, you are going to be broke. That is the truth. That is the statement of the year. That is the statement of the decade. The statement of the century. The statement of, you know, the generation. Because just look at, you know, for the richest people ever to live on the surface of the earth. Bill Gates, Dangote, Steve Jobs, Carlos Slim, you know, all these, you know, great, rich, freaking people. All these people, they have one skill, and the skill is they have mastered the art of selling. Now, if you realize that, you know, there are different forms of selling. There are so many different forms of selling. You know, in my case, all I was doing was selling wholesale and then buying retail. I mean, I was buying on wholesale price and then selling on a retail or consumer price. And with Forex too, it was the same thing, just that it was on a different platform. With when I was selling my agency, same thing. I was trying to convince people, aka the art of selling, right? I was trying to convince people that I had a skill that they needed, aka selling, right? I was selling to them, and then they realized that, you know what, I can help them. And then they come to a rationalization, or they come to a conclusion that, you know what, I can give this guy $1,000 for his skill, and then he can help me scale my business. Okay, that is a form of selling. That is selling. Now there's another form of selling where you're selling yourself, right? AKA you attend an interview, right? You are in an interview for a job application, and then, you know, applied for a job, and then you got called to come for an interview. That is a way of selling yourself. That is a way of selling. Like, regardless of whatever it is. Now, if you go to a church, right, you're a pastor, I mean, you're a member of a church, you go and then the pastor is teaching. The pastor has to do a good job of selling you the whole gospel of the Bible, or the belief that he thinks is what we all believe in, right? Regardless, like, I can talk about different things all over, and the one skill that it comes down to is the skill of selling. And what I've realized is that if you are able to master the skill of selling, you are able to confidently sell yourself, sell something, sell someone, whatever it is, you will be successful in whatever you do. It's not just about the financial aspect of it, but just think about even your relationship. Now, with, I always say I'm not a relationship expert, but basically that is the blueprint, right? A guy approaches a lady. The whole transaction is all about selling. If the lady realizes that, you know what, this guy is worth what he's talking about, they give him a try, and then they realize, okay, so I think we can still continue this, and then they start dating. They start courting, they get married, they have babies. It's all about transaction. It's all about sales, sales, sales throughout. Regardless of whatever you do, regardless, it's the number one skill. And so if you're able to figure out a way of mastering the art of selling, you are ready for whatever you need, whether money, whether relationship, more relationship, whether, you know, whether your career blowing up, whether, you know, your influence, whether you're relevant, whether your significance, regardless, whatever it is, you have to master the art of selling. That is why I bring my episode today. Subsequently, I'm going to be bringing in, you know, people I know who are really good sellers, who have been able to master the art of selling. But basically, keep, you know, it's one skill you have to learn, and there's not enough information on you know, how to, you know, master that skill. There are several books that, you know, you need to read in order to master that skill. There are videos, there are courses, there are, you know, YouTube videos. Just try and then Google it out. Just go to YouTube and then type in how to master the art of selling. You find a lot of resources. Watch them, consume them, download them, rewatch them, and then try and practice. There are several books that you could download on the topic of selling and master that skill, because from what I've explained so far throughout the podcast throughout the episode this week, you'd know that the one skill that you need to master is selling. As always, don't forget to stay arisen.
Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the 5 people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana. And to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football,
or the hottest number pairing to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online, www.livingthearisenlife.online, and I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.